Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Lenny Dykstra. Batting second, the second baseman, Kelvin Chapman. Batting third, the first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth, the left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth, the right fielder, John Christensen. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Rafael Santana. Batting eighth, the catcher, Ron Reynolds. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dwight Gooden. Pitching for the New York Mets, Dwight Gooden. For the Houston Astros, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Bill Doran. Batting second, the shortstop, Craig Reynolds. Batting third, the right fielder, Terry Poole. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jose Cruz. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Kevin Bez. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Denny Walling. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Glenn Davis. Batting eighth, the catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Knepper. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Bob Knepper. And now, play ball. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra strikes out. One out. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walling juggles the ball. That's an error on Walling. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Chapman trying to get to third. Cruz throws the ball into Reynolds, who relays the ball to Walling, who tags Chapman for the out. Hernandez moves to second. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a fly ball into right field. Poole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Doran. The throw from Reynolds and he is safe. Doran steals second. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds strikes out. Reynolds drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Reynolds out. One out. Terry Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Poole for the out. Doran moves to third. Two outs. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Gooden covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Christensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christensen hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Walling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana hits a pop-up towards short. Reynolds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two. With the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds strikes out. One out. Dwight Gooden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooden strikes out. Two outs. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykstra hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knepper juggles the ball. That's an error on Knepper. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ashby for the out. One out. Bob Knepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knepper strikes out. Two outs. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Doran hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Chapman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into right field. Paul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Christensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Christensen hits a fly ball into center field. Baz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Paul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 0 for 1 in the game. Poll strikes out. One out. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz strikes out. Two outs. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baz is 0 for 1 in the game. Baz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 0 for 1 in the game. Santana hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds strikes out. 1 out. Dwight Gooden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooden is 0 for 1 in the game. Gooden bunts towards the mound. Knepper fields it and throws to first for the out. Santana moves to second. 2 outs. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykstra strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling is 0 for 1 in the game. Walling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis is hit by the pitch. Walling moves to second. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashby hits a fly ball towards center. Dykstra catches it. Walling tags up. Here's the throw to Santana, who relays to Johnson, who tags Walling for the double play. 2 outs. Bob Knepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knepper is 0 for 1 in the game. Knepper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Mumphrey now playing right field. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Ashby and he is out, Reynolds applying the tag. 1 out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into right field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Doran hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dykstra. Doran reaches second base with a double. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds strikes out. There goes Doran. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey strikes out. 1 out. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Reynolds moves to second. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baz is 0 for 2 in the game. Baz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gooden fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Christensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Christensen strikes out. 1 out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive towards third. Walling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walling fields it and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walling takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Christensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-2 in the game. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Gooden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooden is 0-for-1 in the game. Gooden strikes out. One out. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 0-for-3 in the game. Dykstra hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to second. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Chapman hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Reynolds scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Mets. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Chris Jones pinch hits for Bob Nepper. Chris Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. One out. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Doran strikes out. Two outs. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Scott now pitching. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops it up and throws to first, with Scott covering, for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-3 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into right field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Christensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Christensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Darryl Strawberry now playing right field. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0-for-1 in the game. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ty Gainey pinch runs for Jerry Mumphrey. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baz is 0-for-3 in the game. Baz strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 1, and Houston Astros, 0. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.